Chapter 11. I slipped my clothes back on as fast as I could, and I tossed Penumbra her clothes, too, so the moment we were dressed, I led us back out of the little basement apartment and toward the stairs up to the main floor. "Eileen, pull up the footage of that car chase," I called as I reached the foot of the stairs. "The one where the maniac avoids getting T-boned by Slade's tank. Put it on the main screen in the living room."
"Of course,"
my robotic assistant responded, and even though she didn't move from where she was working on the toxic gas, I knew that she was pulling up the file that I wanted at the same time. "I think I know what the maniac's superpower is. You can stay down here, but listen in on our conversation."
"I will,"
Eileen said. Penumbra and I raced into the living room, and as the slender blonde went to find Norma and Elizabeth, I stood in front of the main screen and watched as the car chase footage appeared in front of me. Eileen had kept the footage on a loop, but it only cycled through one time before the screen cut to static.
"There is something happening,"
Eileen informed me through the living room speakers.
"Would you like me to pull up one of the news stations?"
"Yeah, go ahead. The car chase can wait just a second, especially if the maniac is about to pass along another message to me."
"You mean to the citizens of Greyville?"
Elizabeth asked as she and Norma appeared with Penumbra from the garage. "Well, maybe technically, but the maniac really wants me to see his message."
"How do you know?" "Because Miles is the maniac's new obsession. Well, Miles plus Dynamo, I think." "I'm so honored,"
Elizabeth said with a roll of her turquoise eyes. My girlfriend suddenly glanced back and forth between me and Penumbra's flushed faces, but she didn't say anything at first. Instead, she just smiled and winked at me, and then she came over to join me in front of the main screen.
"It's about time,"
she whispered, while the other two women came over to stand on my other side. I think so, too. The screen cut to one of the local news stations, but almost as soon as the reporter appeared, the image went static again, and the maniac came up on the screen instead. It was a close-up shot of just his eyes at first, but there was none of his usual laughter. Instead, the maniac just blinked and stared directly at the camera, until the corners of his eyes slowly started to crinkle up into a smile. The camera zoomed back off of his face then, but it wasn't any more reassuring to see his whole, pale, angular face than it had been to see just his eyes.
"Hello, friends. Did you miss me?"
I had a feeling that all of our good work in Greyville was about to become undone. We might have just put down 5 minor supervillains that the maniac had intended to terrorize the city until his plan went into effect. But the moment that people realized the maniac had taken over their airwaves again, the chaos and the panic would start all over again.
"Well, I realize that you've probably all been killing yourselves as you try to figure out how much time you have left in this festering city,"
the maniac said, and then clicked his teeth against each other.
"And I thought I would come on and give you a little update.
Eileen, can you track his signal and figure out where he's broadcasting from?"
"I am working on it,"
Eileen replied through the speakers.
"But I need another minute to narrow it down."
12 hours. "In 12 hours, I will unleash my plan, and you will have just enough time to marvel at my genius before you all rip your own skin off
and force the scraps down your neighbors' throats to choke them to death."
Fucking hell, that's dark.
"So get your affairs in order and do try to hide somewhere. I will find that quite amusing to watch, but of course it will not matter where you go. Nothing will keep you safe from me."
"Oh, and one more thing."
"Of course there's one more thing."
"If you're thinking about swimming or boating your way to safety outside of Greyville, you should know that I have prepared for that as well. And if I were you, I might take my chances in the city instead of risk what I have planned for those who seek to escape by water." "Perfect. Enjoy your last 12 hours, and I'll see you all on the other side."
The screen cut to static again, and then the image on the television flickered before it returned to the news. The anchor behind the desk looked shaken, and for a second he just stared at the camera before he seemed to realize that he was back on air, and only then did he exhale and try to improvise some message that would calm all the citizens in Greyville down. Based on his shaky delivery, I doubted that it did anyone much good.
Shit, I was just thinking about the rivers. And like, you know why everybody can't just go across them to get out of the city? Well, not everybody has a boat, for one thing. And the rivers are really big, so it would take a strong swimmer to get all the way across.
Plus, most people wouldn't want to leave all their shit behind. I said with a shrug.
But this is like life or death.
Yeah, but you know people. They always think that someone else will show up at the last second and save their asses. So they probably don't think it's really going to happen anyway.
I wonder if the wardens ever got money from the mayor to come try to stop him. I think Clifford would have called me to tell me if that was the case, but...
If they were already headed here, Optimo would have announced that he and the other wardens were on their way. He would never be able to just show up in a sneak attack.
He does have way too much ego for that. I guess we don't have to worry about the wardens for a little while longer, then.
True. But now that the maniac has announced an actual timeline, they'll probably move a lot faster, with or without funding. Optimo would never be able to pass up such an opportunity for publicity and possible new sponsorships. So we'll have to keep an eye out for him and the other wardens.
And we'll just have to stop the maniac before they get here.
Well, that's the plan, I said with a nod.
And, how exactly are we going to do that? 12 hours is, well, it's not a lot of time, right? That would mean he plans to release the gas at, like, 2 in the morning?
Yeah, that's right.
That's a little sooner than the 36 hours that we thought we had. I guess he decided to move his whole timeline up by a few hours. Maybe we figured out more than he thought we would at this point, so he has to move things up a little bit more. Scary shit always happens at night. I guess I shouldn't be surprised that he plans to release the gas in the middle of the fucking night to make things even scarier. Well, we already know that he has a flair for the dramatic. So what is the plan, Miles? Do we have an antidote for the gas yet?
Not for when somebody inhales it, but Eileen is working on that.
You said that you figured out what the maniac's superpower is, right? So does that, mean you know how to take him out?
Well, if I'm right, it'll sure as hell help. Eileen, keep the news on the main screen, but could you... Before I could even finish my question, one of the smaller screens in the living room turned on to show the looped car chase footage again, while the main screen kept showing the nervous news anchor. I loved that Eileen had already known what I was going to ask her, but I wasn't surprised, since she was, after all, my greatest creation. Oh, did you track down the signal from that broadcast just now? I asked my robotic assistant.
He cut it off before I could trace it to the source.
Eileen replied.
But I can still track it down. I just need a little more time.
Well, let me know when you've finished tracing the signal, I said, and then I turned my attention to the looped car chase on the screen in front of us.
So what are we looking at?
Elizabeth asked as she moved toward me until her hip was pressed up against mine. We were trying to figure out how the maniac knew to turn his car in time to avoid the Shadow Knight, right? Was it X-ray vision? Was it superpowered luck? Or something else completely?
Let me guess. It's something else completely?
Damn right, I said with a smirk. Look again. There are no security cameras on this street. There's no red light cams. So there's no way that the maniac could have hacked into a camera feed and seen the Shadow Knight's tank coming.
Right, but somehow he manages to turn before the tank even comes into view. So how does he do that?
He could see it happen before it actually happened.
What does that mean?
I think his superpower is that he can see into the future. Not very far, or he would be a lot more effective, but at least a couple dozen seconds into the future. And he can use that to predict what people will do. So he can usually come out on top.
Oh, shit, that's a scary fucking power for a supervillain to have? Yeah, I'd say so. That would explain a lot.
Elizabeth said as she folded her arms over her chest.
Like how the maniac always seems to be one step ahead of everybody else. Yeah, because he's literally 1 second ahead of everybody else, or maybe even a few seconds. It would also explain all the footage of him in fights. He doesn't have any obvious superpowers, but he always wins his fights, even against stronger and faster people. Pretty much the only hero that could ever beat him was Slade, and that's because Slade was probably one of the best hand-to-hand fighters alive. That's exactly what would happen if he could see their movements in advance. It means the maniac knows what you'll do even before you know yourself.
True, but only for a few seconds at a time. But he won't be able to see or know about long-term plans against him. And I'd bet anything that he has to be close to a person to figure out what they're about to do.
Yeah, I guess he probably can't just use that power on anybody anywhere. He'd run the whole world by now.
Well, maybe he's just not ambitious enough, but I think you're right. And besides, he can't guess what anybody is thinking. He can only see what's going to happen a few seconds into the future. It's a good advantage, but it's sure as hell not impossible to stop.
Good.
Elizabeth said as she reached down to squeeze my hand.
Then how are we going to stop him? Yeah, if it comes down to a face-to-face fight, he'd be able to see our next moves before we made them, so I don't know how well we would do against him. I'm fast, but I don't know if I'm fast enough to make a difference against somebody who knows what I'll do even before I do.
Oh, I don't think you'll have to be. I think the key is going to be distraction. If we can throw enough at him at once, then he might slip up long enough for one of us to get an advantage over him. Or, let's say we put him into a situation with no right answer. So if all doors lead to death, well, then it doesn't matter that he can see the outcomes.
But how will we...
Hold that thought. Eileen, turn the volume up on the main screen. The nervous news anchor had disappeared from the screen and had been replaced by the red-haired field reporter, who looked like she hadn't gotten much sleep since the maniac first came on the airwaves. As Eileen turned the volume up on the feed, the camera panned back away from the reporter and then turned up toward the sky. It was filled with fucking helicopters. A few of them looked like run-of-the-mill police choppers, but there were also some big motherfuckers that looked like they belonged in a war zone. As the camera zoomed in on the massive helicopters, it became clear that they belonged to the military. And I realized that the National Guard must have finally been activated to try and come help Grayville. Well, I wasn't sure exactly what they planned to do, but I was certainly curious, especially since there was still no trace of Optimo or the other warden assholes.
I repeat, the National Guard has been deployed to Grayville,
the reporter said as the camera continued to pan back and forth over all the choppers in the mid-afternoon sky.
Given the dire nature of the maniac's threats, an evacuation of the city has been called for. But so far, there is no word on how it will be organized or how many citizens can actually be evacuated before the maniac's plan is supposed to take effect. Well, they sure as shit can't evacuate a whole city in 12 hours. Especially not with just a handful of helicopters. I guess it looks nice on TV, like they're actually trying to do something, but I...
But it's just for show. Just watch. I guarantee that the only people these choppers are here for are the rich and powerful. And everyone else is just going to be shit out of luck. I sat down on the couch, and the three women joined me as we continued to watch the footage. I had finished all four of our gas masks, so now I really just needed Eileen to trace the maniac's signal back to his last known location. And then I needed her to keep working on an antidote to the inhaled gas. Until then, I just wanted to watch the news and see what the high and mighty leaders of Grayville planned to tell their citizens once they were safely on choppers and on their way out of the city. But as we watched the footage, I realized that the evacuation of the rich and powerful might be a little easier said than done. Every time one of the military or police helicopters dropped down a little closer to the rooftops of the city, some new supervillain or armed goon popped out of hiding to attack or shoot goddamn RPGs until the choppers were forced to retreat and try again somewhere else. No doubt the maniac had promised these small-time villains and hired thugs that they would be safe from the coming purge if they did whatever he told them. But they really should have known better. The maniac didn't care about anybody but himself, and they were fools if they thought any differently.
Do you think they'll try boats if they can't get to the choppers?
Well, I think the bigger question is whether or not the maniac really has something in place at the river to keep people from trying to escape.
So you think he's bluffing?
Elizabeth asked as she leaned back into the couch cushions beside me. Yeah, I do. The maniac is smart, but even he's not well-funded or well-organized enough to pull off something with all the waterways that surround Grayville. Not on top of whatever his plan is to release the gas all over the city.
Well, I guess that's something, but I...
My mousy assistant stopped herself when a phone started to ring from across the room.
Whose phone is that?
That would be my public number.
What does that mean? It means that Miles has two phones, or at least only two that I know about. He has his private phone, but he also has his public phone that people can find if they look hard enough for it.
I usually use it for business calls, I said as I pulled the phone out of a drawer. But I'm not so sure that's what this is about to be. The number was unknown, so I gestured for Norma to go turn the volume down on the TV, and then I answered the call, but immediately put it on speaker. This is Miles.
Oh, I'm so glad that I reached you.
The maniac's smug voice crackled into the phone. I'm sure you are. Who else can you gloat about your plan to?
Have you figured it out yet? Oh, have you figured out my beautiful plan for Greyville?
Oh, you mean the gas? I held my finger up to my lips to tell the three women to keep quiet. Yeah, we figured that part out, but thanks for checking.
But did you figure out how I plan to distribute it to the entire city? Did you?
It's quite a substance you've got yourself there, I said, so I wouldn't have to answer his question. Did you create it yourself?
Well, I may have had something to do with its creation. I have been waiting to use it for quite some time, so I suppose that I have you to thank for making it possible for me to finally use.
You're welcome? I raised an eyebrow.
I mean, because you killed the Shadow Knight, and that means you broke the rules. So now I can too.
Well, I don't like rules, I said with a smirk. Oh, I really enjoyed hearing the irritation in the maniac's voice. I knew that he was used to dealing with Slade, who always bent over backward to work with the maniac and try to keep him appeased. But now that he had to deal with me, he didn't know quite what to expect, or exactly what I would do. And that was right where I wanted him.
So, my dear Miles, you never answered my question about whether you figured out my plan of how I'm going to gas the city, so...
Turn the volume back up. I interrupted him as I pointed to the TV. Norma immediately jumped up and did as I asked, while the news station flipped back and forth between the frantic, red-haired reporter on the ground and one of the military choppers in the air. So sorry, Maniac, but you'll have to forgive me if I want to listen in on this little tidbit on the news.
Those bastards! They were supposed to wait for my fucking signal!
Yeah, I had a feeling that you had something to do with this. The military helicopter veered wildly back and forth, but less than a minute later, the pilot seemed to gain control over it, and then steadied his course away from the offices of downtown Greyville. It was hard to tell what had happened at first, but the reporter quickly filled in the rest of the details, or at least enough of them for me to guess everything else.
We have just received word that the mayor and his family, along with two city council members and their families, are on the chopper that you just saw almost crash. They were trying to evacuate, but it seems that their helicopter has been hijacked, and now—
So I take it that the pilot is one of your usual thugs? I asked the maniac. He must have a few hired goons on board, too, just to keep everyone in check so no one decides to try to play the hero or anything.
It's a good plan, don't you think?
The maniac asked, and he sounded like he had recovered from his earlier irritation.
It would have been better if they had waited for my signal, of course, but, oh, unfortunately, I can't do everything myself, so sometimes I must rely on whatever help I can get.
Oh, it must be tough out there for a supervillain.
My superpowered girlfriend muttered with a roll of her eyes.
Is that the lovely Dynamo? Oh, I'm so glad that she's there with you, so she can hear every detail of my little plan for the two of you.
I glanced at Elizabeth, but she just shrugged and folded her arms over her chest.
You see, no one will be leaving Greyville unless I get exactly what I want. And what I want is Dynamo.
Elizabeth sat forward on the couch, like someone had just sent an electric jolt through her body. But I shook my head before she said anything in response. I wanted to let the maniac do as much talking as he wanted to, so I could get more information from him and keep his knowledge of my own plans to the bare fucking minimum.
So, here's the deal, Miles Nelson. You've got two choices. If you choose door number one, I'll agree to spare every person on the helicopter. And I'll even let them leave Greyville. But only if you hand over Dynamo to me.
Oh, yeah, I said with a roll of my eyes. Because you're so trustworthy that I can really trust you to keep your word. Psychopaths lie, Maniac, or did you miss that little memo?
I do not lie!
I would not lie about Dynamo. Not when she's so...
Please don't finish that thought.
So you've given me one choice, I said before the maniac could continue his description of my girlfriend. But I have to be honest, I'm not really feeling inclined to accept that offer. So what's behind door number two?
Oh. Well, your second choice means that you can keep Dynamo with you for now, but I'll kill every person on that helicopter, and then I'll just capture her instead of have her come willingly to me.
I laughed. I couldn't help it. It started as a snicker and then turned into a guffaw that evolved into a full belly laugh. Norma, Elizabeth, and Veronica stared at me like I'd lost my mind, but I didn't really care. This was just too damn funny. Okay. I gasped into the phone as I wiped a tear away from my eye. You... Sorry. Just... How fucking dumb are you?
What are you laughing about?
You think I give a fuck about the mayor in the helicopter? I laughed again. That's the dumbest thing I've heard in a year, maniac. Anyways, I'm gonna let you go. Now, thanks for the laugh. This has been a real treat, but I've got important shit to do.
Wait!
Oh, was there something else?
Listen, here's the new deal. I guarantee that I can capture Dynamo. And I think we ought to make a bet on it.
I said, and then glanced over to see my girlfriend narrow her turquoise eyes at me.
If I do capture her in the next 6 hours, then I'll let everyone on the hijacked helicopter go free.
And if you don't?
Then I'll kill everyone on the helicopter and capture Dynamo anyway. And what will you do then, without your precious Dynamo to help you fight me?
You still aren't being smart about this. I just told you I don't really give a shit about the mayor or the city council members on the helicopter. Especially not when you're going to gas the whole city to death anyway.
But you're...
One of the good guys? I smirked. Not really. At least, not in the way that you think.
Then, you really don't care if I kill all the families on board that helicopter?
Nah, knock yourself out, I said, and then shook my head when Elizabeth looked like she was about to go ballistic.
6 for 6!
If I capture Dynamo in the next 6 hours, then I won't release my gas on the city for another 6 hours, past my original deadline, so you would have 18 hours instead of 12 to try to figure out a way to stop me.
And if you don't capture her? I arched an eyebrow.
Then I'll release the gas in 12 hours as planned, and you can all die in the city together.
Don't care, bye-bye, dumbass. I hung up before he could say anything else.
Asshole!
Oh, don't worry. I just made him super mad. It will distract him while we work on a way to stop him before he can release the gas.
But he's still gonna try to capture me.
Yeah. But I kinda figured that he was going to do that anyway, with or without a little extra motivation. It's not like he'll actually be able to, and it's certainly not like we'd actually let him take you.
Actually?
Eileen chimed in through the speakers in the living room.
I think it could be a useful distraction.
What could be a distraction?
We should use Dynamo as bait.
The AI system responded.
We should let the maniac capture her.